a goodbye ride, but it's fine cause it's kinda my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Come on, cowgirls, don't you wanna take me away? And lay me on down, girl, with the wild kind of loving you made. For God's sake, long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang, one hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Now it's his turn. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will talk today with President Trump. Yesterday, the president had a phone call with Vladimir Putin, at which Putin did not agree to a ceasefire, but did agree to stop the bombardment of Ukrainian infrastructure. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Steve Pfeiffer is not encouraged, at least not so far anyway.
I fear that we're not moving closer to actually getting to a real negotiation where both sides make compromises. Thus far, we've seen really, I don't think, any serious flexibility on the Russian side.
Israel continuing airstrikes across Gaza, the bombardment shattering the six-week ceasefire that had been in place. A rare statement from Supreme Court Justice John Roberts rebuking President Trump's call for the impeachment of a federal judge who ruled against his administration, another judge ruling against Trump's executive order banning transgender people serving in the U.S. military. This is ABC News. The astronauts who thought they were going on a week-long space flight and ended up on the International Space Station for 9 months are back in Houston now undergoing medical evaluations to see how their bodies adjusted to that long in space. ABC News correspondent Matthew Glasser says Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams probably weren't all that put out by their extended visit.
Professional astronauts like being in space, and so I don't think they considered themselves stuck as much as the opportunity to add to their space time. I've interviewed astronauts, you know, over my career, and they all can't wait to get back to space. I mean, this is what their dream is. This is what they love to do.
The mayor of Istanbul, Turkey, has been arrested. He is a popular opposition leader and a key rival of President Erdogan. The state-run news agency says authorities also closed several roads around Istanbul and banned demonstrations for 4 days in an effort to prevent the expected protests and marches against the move. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know.
We are officially under a winter storm warning that began 7 a.m. today and continues to 10 p.m. today. Heavy snow is expected, with total snow accumulations between 4 and 6 inches, with locally higher amounts south of Phillips up to 8 inches. Winds will be gusting at as high as 35 miles per hour. Travel could be very difficult, and the hazardous conditions could impact the Wednesday morning and evening commutes. If you must travel, it is recommended to keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of emergency. For road information, you can call 511 or visit 511wisconsin.gov. Wednesday, March 26th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., there's a Bring Your Own Book Club at the Phillips Public Library. There is no required reading, and you can chat with others about books and get some great ideas for your to-be-read list. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, March 26th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. While a winter storm hits north, some storms may spark up south. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlo with more.
Thunderstorms are possible in southwestern areas of Wisconsin on Wednesday morning. Areas from La Crosse to Milwaukee and south are in a marginal risk for them to be severe. Hail and high winds are the main risks, with over a half an inch of rainfall expected too. Plus, power outages are possible as winds gust up to 45 miles per hour. And beware, when the rain flips to snow, streets will quickly become slippery.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire North Woods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned 3 Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a 1-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost 5 of their last 7 games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers are arriving in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got the championship game, we didn't get it done, now let's go on to next. We get to play in another one. We just focused on a 4-team, 2-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be windy with light snow and blowing snow likely today. We may get an inch or so of accumulation, but strong northerly wind gusts from 25 to 35 could create some blowing snow at times. 37 today, tonight, 18 for a low, with wind gradually decreasing tomorrow. Sunny, 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
98Q Country.
Can't tease them anymore now. Call them a nerd. They want to get all crazy. Come on. Isn't that why you go to school, right? To learn that people are mean and nasty, and they're going to mock you for the rest of your life. You don't know that when you're 4. You're home. Everyone loves you. Mom loves you. Dad loves you. The cat loves you. Then you get to school. You get to school, the kids come running in. Why does your eye do that? Ew. Look at this guy's eye. Hey, googly eye. We all catch it. We all go through that. I did. In 3rd grade, I had the same size head I have right now. Don't clap for that. That's a horrible thing I went through. Sucks having a big head, because you can't do anything about it. What am I going to do? Go to the gym? Jump on the head machine? My friends would tell me, put on a hat. Put on a hat. That's like putting glitter on a pimple.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They're different. They make you laugh and they just keep going because I have such a long ride in the morning. So they just make me laugh from beginning to end. It's different.
98Q Country.
Sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. Open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. Tractor sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging. My tractor sexy. She thinks my tractor sexy.
I couldn't be taller than you. I didn't wanna lose my friends, but now it's hard to even find it. What you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. I thought I'd miss you. I thought it hurt me. Thought I'd miss you. I thought I'd miss you. But I miss me more. I miss my own beat to my own snare drum. My own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more. And I turned them up to 10, and then I played them all again. I found my independence, can't believe I ever lost it. What you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. I thought I'd miss you. I thought it hurt me. Thought I'd miss you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you. But I miss me more. I miss my own beat to my own snare drum. My own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more. Thought it hurt me, and I'd wanna kiss you. I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more. I miss my own beat to my own snare drum. I miss me more. I miss
my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. And I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more.
Q Country.
In a 4x4 by you. Well, I'ma take the high road. Maybe get stoned. Have a little too much of something terrible.
She said,
excuse me. You look like you love me.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Said I seen you in here before. I said I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big bad biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was. You can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
All right, Toby. Toby Keith at 98Q Country. On a Wednesday. Hope you're doing okay here. If not, we'll get through it here. We've got a serious back off on the weather for northern Wisconsin anyway. It's a fine line. This whole system had a very, very fine line to it, and it moved.
It moved a little bit south, and that means Park Falls and Phillips probably not going to get much. A dusting, maybe one or possibly 1 or 2 inches. But as you head south into the Wausau area and south, it's going to get worse as far as snow totals and the wind gusting a little bit more. So be aware of that. That in the immediate area, we're going to be, you know, pretty good. There's still going to be some road conditions with most likely with a little bit of the snowfall we're getting. But we went from, you know, 5 to 7 inches last night to, I mean, I'm looking at the forecast and it doesn't really even talk about much in the way of accumulation here for today. North northeast wind at about 10 to 20 miles an hour. I don't know about you, but I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that. I was just feeling, just the thought of having to shovel some of that heavy wet stuff that we had last week, having to do that again. I was getting a few muscles in my body just naturally just twitched. They're like, ooh, ouch, that's going to hurt again. Temperatures will continue 30s, maybe some low mid-40s for the weekend. Nothing crazy warm, nothing stupid cold. And no heavy snow for us anyway. But again, if you're headed south, be careful. We got Reality Radio coming up after 8. We'll talk with Craig from Bader Sports Center. I think Scott Schultz is going to swing by to update us on the YMCA. That's just a few short weeks away from having their official opening. You're seeing the lettering up on the building and stuff like that. We're going to welcome in Mr. Donner, Mark Donner, and some of the students from the production of Cinderella. That's happening this weekend at the Shawamigan High School. So they'll join us at about 9 o'clock. And the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show is coming up in just a week from, is it really a week from Friday? A week from Saturday? It is a week from Saturday. So we'll get Scott and some folks in here to talk about the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. Did you see they finally made it back? The two astronauts that have been stuck in space for, what? How long was it? 9 months? Was it? Astronauts Suni Williams and Butch Williams returned to Earth yesterday after 9 months. It wasn't supposed to be. It was supposed to be just a handful of days. It was supposed to not be much at all. But they were there for 9 months. And it's amazing that the whole system is prepared for that. Because they look pretty good. I mean, they put smiles on their faces, but I'm sure there were some tough times. Could you imagine being stuck with the same person in a small, very small area for 9 months? You better like them. Hoping they did. So if you think about it, 9 months, 9 months ago. So they were brought back to planet Earth, and they were briefed about everything that's happened over the last 9 months, and they hopped back on the ship and they went back up into space. They said, we're good. We're good if we just want to...
Hello and welcome to Celebrity Steel Cage Monkey Boxing!
Yeah, that's what it was. I mean, let me ask you this question. 9 months ago, if someone said, okay, in 9 months, knowing everything you know that's going to happen in the next 9 months, what would you do? There's probably no internet up there, I would guess, right? There better not be. When we don't have internet halfway between here and Minocqua, there better not be internet up in space, way up in space up there. They probably were playing video games, probably playing like Mario Kart for 9 months. I want to know the real story. I want to know the real story behind this. So welcome. To planet Earth, third rock from the sun there, Suni and Butch Williams. Quite an amazing story. I'm sure there will be a movie, probably already in the making for them. You see, a French politician is calling for the United States to give back the Statue of Liberty. I'm not sure who this politician is. I was kind of Googling it a little bit. Basically, what happened, here's what happens in our day of, in this day, of social media is one person says one thing, and then the entire rest of the people on that side just absolutely jump right on it. So they want the statue. They don't really want it back. It's just one person kind of making a statement that it's a different America.
That would be quite a... Can you imagine the shipping on that? I mean, you know what it costs to send a book from here to Iowa. Imagine what it'd be to send the Statue of Liberty to France. I mean, that would be tough. I'm assuming your postal carrier would not be the one to deliver that. 75,000 bottles of... We have a crisis here this morning. They're recalling International Delight coffee creamer. 75,000 bottles have been recalled after spoilage complaints. How do you know if creamer is spoiled? I mean, you don't put creamer, you don't drink it out of the bottle, or do we? You don't drink it out of the bottle. So that's a tough, that has to be pretty nasty for it to really take over the flavor of the coffee, the International Coffee Creamer. So what else here? Brewers Spring Training Baseball. We'll get that back on the air for you again on Saturday. Our final contest, our final one we're going to air anyway, before we do it for real, Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, we'll have that for you. And then the Brewers will get the season going for real on the 27th, a week from tomorrow. They're going to take on the New York Yankees in New York. That's kind of cool to watch that and see the Brewers play at historic Yankee Stadium. So they'll do a Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, that opening weekend. They're all right in the middle of the day, right around noon or 1. And then the Brewers have their home opener on a week from Monday, the 31st. And they'll welcome in the Kansas City Royals for, what do we got, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They're hitting it hard that first week. So they play the entire first week. After that home opener, they have a Monday, Wednesday. They like to do a lot of day games in the early part of the season because attendance at ballparks usually is pretty light. Usually opening day, I mean, it's like, whoa, everybody's like really excited. There's like 50,000 people like, yay, yay, we're great. This is going to be a terrific season. Yay. And then the next day we're like, how many more games is there? I got something else to do. I'm going to... And there's like 4 people in the stadium the next day. The hot dog vendors are just standing there, just leaning against a pole, just like, this is a good game, isn't it? But early season games are the good ones to go to if you're a baseball fan. Because, again, generally the ballpark's attendance is pretty light. And if you talk to the right person, you know, you can slip down and maybe move closer to the field, at least later in the game anyway. I always like those stadiums. There's some stadiums, baseball stadiums, that are really loose about letting people move around. You know, if there's a 50,000-seat stadium and there's 8,000 people in there, you know, after the first few innings, they're like, oh, go ahead. You know, go down, sit by the field, that's fine. And there's some other stadiums I've heard of where the security is just like, absolutely not. You paid for an upper deck seat. You shall not move any closer, even though there are 17,000 seats that are right next to the first baseman. You shall sit in the upper deck because you don't have enough money to be. There are some stadiums like that. See, if I had a job at a baseball stadium and they made me do that, I wouldn't take the job. I'd be like, okay, my first question at the first meeting of Joel Karnick being a security person at AmFam Field, I'd raise my hand and I'd say, at what inning do we let people just go sit where they want to? What's the cutoff on that? I just want to know. Top of the fifth inning? Bottom of the fifth inning? When do we stop checking tickets here? Obviously, when you get to some of those summer games where there's big crowds, usually in the summertime, then it's different. Then it's a little bit different because there's always... You did it. I did it. As a kid, you're always looking for, I see a couple open seats down by the first base dugout. Nobody's sat in them for 2 innings. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. See if you can get away with it. And as soon as you sit down in your seat, of course, here they come down the aisle with their nachos. And you know they're coming for your seat. Sir, can I see your ticket, please? Oh. 7:30, let's get you updated. The snow is not going to hit us anywhere near as what they thought it was going to. Again, I said this earlier. We knew this was a very fine line of snow the heavy amounts, and it shifted just a little bit south. And it looks like the Phillips and Park Falls area are not going to get much at all. But if you head down to Medford and south of there, 3 to 5, maybe more. Travel conditions in those areas will not be good through the day. And even up here, they may diminish a little bit with a little bit of a glazing of snow. Let's get you updated twice an hour. We do news and sports, so ABC gets us going with that.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Now it's his turn. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will talk today with President Trump. Yesterday, the president had a phone call with Vladimir Putin, at which Putin did not agree to a ceasefire, but did agree to stop the bombardment of Ukrainian infrastructure. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Steve Pfeiffer is not encouraged, at least not so far anyway.
I fear that we're not moving closer to actually getting to a real negotiation where both sides make compromises. Thus far, we've seen really, I don't think, any serious flexibility on the Russian side.
Israel continuing airstrikes across Gaza, the bombardment shattering the 6-week ceasefire that had been in place. A rare statement from Supreme Court Justice John Roberts rebuking President Trump's call for the impeachment of a federal judge who ruled against his administration. Another judge ruling against Trump's executive order banning transgender people serving in the U.S. military. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Minocqua has been selected as the host site for the International Federation of Sled Dog Sports Dryland World Championships. The sled dog races will be held October 21st through the 28th at the Minocqua Winter Park. And until now, the competitions have been held in more distant locales like Spain, Poland, Canada, Germany, Sweden, and Norway. Once again, this is taking place October 21st through the 28th over at the Monaco Winter Park. Today at 6:45 p.m., it's a book and a cuppa over at the Ogama Public Library. This is a bring-your-own-book club, which means that there is no required reading to join the club. You can just choose a book that loosely fits the month's theme, or just come for the conversation and community. Coffee and tea will be provided, but you can feel free to bring your favorite K-cup with you. Once again, this is taking place today at 6:45 p.m. over at the Ogama Public Library. If you thought winter was over, it's not. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with more on the incoming system.
And a significant storm is hitting the state tomorrow, bringing heavy rain to the south and prompting winter storm warnings to the north, where a half of a foot to nearly a foot of snowfall is expected to fall. Paired with winds gusting to 40 miles per hour, whiteout conditions are likely and so are some power outages, especially as the heavy snow piles up on tree limbs and power lines. And with temperatures hovering in the low 30s, it'll be a wet and slushy type of snow. So shovel in shifts and take breaks while clearing. It's termed heart attack snow from overexertion and cold temperatures causing sudden cardiac arrest.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned 3 Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a 1-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost 5 of their last 7 games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers are arriving in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got to the championship game, we didn't get it done, now let's go on to next. We get to play in another one. We just focused on a 4-team, 2-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's one big, beautiful show. The Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show, March 29th and 30th at the Phillips High School. Making Phillips great again with big displays from Ross's Sports Shop, Bader Sports Center, J&A Services, Restore You, Medford Motors, and Lang Power Equipment. Register to win free guided fishing trips, and 98Q will be live on Saturday, sponsored by Tailored Family Care Clinic of Phillips. Enjoy food from Word of Life Family Church. All of this and a lot more at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. This message is sponsored by Wildwoods Taxidermy in Fifield. Stop in today to see Travis's showroom.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be windy with light snow and blowing snow likely today. We may get an inch or so of accumulation, but strong northerly wind gusts from 25 to 35 could create some blowing snow at times. 37 today, tonight, 18 for a low with wind gradually decreasing tomorrow. Sunny, 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
98Q Country.
If your dream house is a double wide trailer sitting back in the holler on a country road, then baby, that's where we'll go. If you don't want to settle down, we can bounce around from town to town, and that's fine with me. If you want to just ride the breeze, well, I'll go anywhere. West Virginia, baby, I don't care. Mexico on a wild hair. Have you ever seen California? Pick a spot on any old map. I travel light in my back. Just as long as I'm where you're at, I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere, anywhere with you. Well, I bet there's a two lane running right through the middle of a wide open desert to a ghost town. If you want to just hide out, we can send a postcard back from a mountaintop out in Idaho. Maybe get snowed in anytime, baby, you say when. Well, I'll go anywhere. West Virginia, baby, I don't care. Mexico on a wild hair. Have you ever seen travel light in my bags are packed. Just as long as I'm where you're at, I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere, anywhere with you. Yeah, I'll go anywhere. West Virginia, baby, seen California. Pick a spot on any old map. I travel light and my bags are packed. Just as long as I'm where you're at, I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere. Well, girl, I swear, just say the word, I'll take you there. Oh, anywhere, anywhere with you.
Are here tonight.
Uh-huh.
Hey everybody, this is Parker McCollum.
Hey y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
Hey y'all, it's Luke Combs.
98Q Country.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. future about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you got nothing but time.
On, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that. Move. on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that. Move that, oh yeah. I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beams. Sting you in some red dirt. Sweep you off of both feet. Patty with a sunset. Silver idle back beach. You never wanna go home. You never wanna not be. Dancing in the country. Don't stop. I'm dancing in the country. Don't stop. Dancing in the country. Oh yeah. Dancing in the country. Dancing in the country. Let's go.
Diet Gulas. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American. Chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world.
Trisha, you're what, a 98Q Country? We've called off the dogs for today as far as the snow goes. The winter storm warning that you went to bed to last night turned into a winter weather advisory this morning. Everything shifted a little bit south, so we're just going to get a little bit of snow here in the Park Falls area. But as you head south of Park Falls, it'll just increase a little bit, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Medford area and south of there, more. Wausau is calling for 3 to 5. We don't have 3 to 5 anywhere in our forecast here for Park Falls, Phillips area. So that was supposed to be ours. But we don't, you're good with it, right? I mean, we're not going to open any snowmobile trails. So what's the purpose here, really? Let's just get a little rain. We're good. NCAA contest, the NCAA tournament began last night with two of the play-in games, and those don't count in our bracket, so you still have until tomorrow morning at like 11 o'clock to get your, what is the official countdown timer, our CBS Sportsline site that hosts our 98Q Morning Show contest, 1 hour and 1 day and 3 hours and 25 minutes until you have to have your brackets in. If you want to be a part of our contest and you haven't ever been in, shoot us an email. WCQM@civicmedia.us. We'll send you an invite. Very easy to join the morning show group on CBS Sportsline, and you could win your share of, I think, close to $400 in gift certificates. North Carolina made a statement last night, didn't they? Everybody thought they shouldn't be in the tournament. North Carolina should not be in the tournament. The West Virginia governor came out and said, we're going to begin an investigation into this. This is not right. North Carolina's in and West Virginia's out and blah, 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 blah. And then North Carolina went out and said, okay, you don't think we're any good, huh? We're going to beat this team by like 40,000 points. We're going to just run right over them. And now, you know what? I'm rooting for North Carolina to just keep winning. I don't know. Seemed to be a lot of rhetoric around that, a lot of accusations that were unfounded. Unfounded accusations, not in this era. We never would. We never would do that. Oh, boy. Stay healthy out there, folks. I'm not talking physically. Well, that too, but I'm talking mentally. Steer yourself away from social media. Your brain needs a break, all right? You gotta back away a little bit because it's just not healthy to absorb all the misinformation that is out there on every single social media platform. How about gas prices, huh? They jump from $2.75 to like $3.09 in one day. And I don't even know. That's in Park Falls. I'm sure as you get down to Phillips and stuff, probably a little bit more, but they took a significant swing. Whether that will be permanent or not, we'll see. We have Reality Radio with lots of local stuff coming up just a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning. A huge break into spring. Text to Win contest is coming for you starting Monday and for 2 weeks. And it's pretty easy for you. I mean, to be honest with you, to be brutally honest with you got it easy, all right? All you got to do is just grab your phone and hit the keyword and hit the button and text it to us. And on this end, you know, we're putting it all together. We're working hard over here. So at least you can do is just be a part of it. I was trying to be nice there, but it didn't end up that way, did it? So just listen Monday. We'll have keywords 4 different times an hour, I believe, again. And there's going to be hondos flying out the door, $100 bills. There's going to be overnight stays in the summer. There's going to be club-level seating for brewers. And a grand prize package that I'm not going to tell you what it is until I get the full description from the powers that be, because I'm not going to do it justice. Because if I try to tell you what it is, you'll be like, well, that's great, Joel. But it's usually your response. But when I get the official description from my boss, then I will pass it along to you. That may not be until Thursday or Friday, but it's pretty cool grand prize. So stay tuned. Text to Win starting Monday right here all across the Civic Media Radio Network, and right here, of course, on 98Q Country.
This is Riley. My dad is Michael Keller, and he works for Northwood Realty.
This is Sebastian. If you have questions regarding real estate, whether it's selling or buying, give him a call. He will work hard for you. Call or text him at 715-820-2242.
My dad takes great care of me, so I know he'll take great care of you, too.
This is Mike Keller from Northwoods Realty. Give me a call or text at 715-820-2242.
Stop in to Bader Sports Center in Phillips for great end-of-season pricing on remaining inventory of ice fishing supplies. Purchase a Strike Master or Ion battery-powered auger at the end of your pricing and receive a $25 gift card. Save 20% on all remaining ice fishing lures, rods, inline reels, and beaver dam tip-ups. Take 20% off remaining Gens and Markham flashers. Price is good on all remaining inventory while supplies last through March 31st. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Do you hear that?
Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
98Q Country.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks, so I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances the cowboy songs, loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on, don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like way. Songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an Amarillo rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords, then the truth might give me every chance. I gotta find her.
Joel Karnick in the morning.
They keep you listening because they're super funny. They play the super good tunes and they mix it up from old to new.
98Q Country.
That's not the head of man.
I work 24 on, 24 off. When it get too hot, to just give me a call. I'm the fireman, that's my name. They call me the fireman, that's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out old flame. Hell, everybody like to have what I got. I can cool them down when they're smoldering hot. I'm the fireman, that's my name. They call me the fireman, that's my name.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Chief Justice John Roberts issuing a written statement rebuking President Trump for calling the impeachment of a federal judge who